This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week at this time. The staff members of the DJV show, the Doug, Jen, Victoria show, take the hour to go through the charts. This happens to be the week of September 14th to the 18th. It's under scrutiny. Top 10 stories, top 10 people list from Talkers. So let's go through the number 10 item is the story of all of the phones that the Mueller investigative team had and now appear to have disappeared, or was just the contents
of the phones. It's like magic. It must be a coincidence.
Magic. Yes, right.
Yeah.
And people who get cynical about government and these investigations, this kind of crap feeds right into it. So why are we to believe anything that came out of there when all of the material that was used to sort of chase around the various players is missing?
Well, and we know now that that whole investigation was a lie. It was founded on information that was put together by the Clintons' opposition research team. It was fake information from a British spy put into a dossier, handed to John McCain, and then given to the federal government. And they started investigating. They knew there was nothing to it. They knew it wasn't credible, but they lied about it to spy on the Trump campaign.
Hundreds of millions of dollars later, you and I have taken it in the shorts. Because that's all.
There's going to be no accountability because, oops, all of their phones just magically disappeared.
Yeah. Hooray. Wonderful. Number nine, the government and foreign affairs. I'd say the best thing to happen this week is the situation in the Middle East. The announcement that was made, is it three countries now? What was the
Bahrain?
Four countries, yeah.
Yeah, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel. It was a huge deal, and it was really kind of passed over. I mean, there wasn't a lot made of it.
Everybody's making a big deal out of COVID still, and the fires, and Black Lives Matter, so where is there time for this?
I think it's pretty significant. I was disappointed. A lot of, like, Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to go. She said that it was a distraction by President Trump to try to distract people from what's really going on. I think Middle East peace would be celebrated if we took politics out of it, no matter what.
What an outrageous statement. Unconscionable.
We haven't even gotten a second stimulus package passed, though. So there are way more important things. Sorry, it's great, sure. Middle East peace, sure. But there
don't
are people
agree.
That are hurting, that are, well, because we all have jobs.
Well,
but there are plenty of people who are really hurting in this country right now.
Right. And Nancy Pelosi is also failing there, too. I mean, she hasn't
I'm not
been
saying
able to come to the table.
No, this is not even about Pelosi. It's not about Pelosi. I'm upset that no one has gotten anything done on either side. I'm just saying, sure, it's fine.
Remember that when you go to the polls on November the 3rd. Whoever, if there's an opposition candidate to whoever your congressperson is, vote for him. I wish I had the opportunity to do that. There's nobody running against the woman who I have written to twice.
Who's
about
your congresswoman?
Her name is Catherine Clark. And she has, I wrote to her, I happen to know her assistant, so I said, hey pal, you really do sound, I've kind of said it like that. Hey, pal, if you want to get my vote, I'm just going to leave it blank. I don't usually vote for people. There are a lot of blanks.
She's running unopposed? Seriously?
Yeah, unopposed.
Not one person?
Not one person running against her.
Wow.
And so when I asked her what she was doing to bring American companies back from China, crickets, she sent me, the first response she sent me was all about Trump and what a bad guy he is. And I sent her back a note and I said, I didn't ask you to blame it all on Trump. Because it isn't all on him. I want to know what you, as my congressperson, are doing to bring businesses back to my state. You represent my state. You represent me. And there was no answer to the second one. None. Zero. So she can, I'm not, why would I waste my vote? Even if I don't have anybody else to vote for, I'll write somebody's name in. I'll write my dog's name in. Daisy May Stefan gets my vote for Congress. All right. So, next. Number eight, the economy. So here's something that New Jersey politicians are trying to get done. You'll have to explain this because you're in New Jersey, Victoria. The millionaire's tax. Apparently, there's been a proposal to get. We got to get those damn millionaires because we all know.
Well, it's not that. It's a tax cut for the people. And New Jersey has been hit really, really hard. We going into the pandemic, we actually had a surplus for the first time in a long time in New Jersey.
That's good management.
And so, yeah. well, look, our Governor Murphy was the head of Goldman Sachs North America and parts of Asia. Like, he's a finance guy. That's what he is. He's a business guy and he's a finance guy. So that was his priority, was getting New Jersey out of debt, and that's what he's done. Now, because we've been hit so hard, we no longer have a surplus. We're in debt because of the pandemic. And so, yeah, he's going to raise taxes on the upper 1% and give a tax cut to working class families. So I'm in that boat. So I'm all for a tax cut. Why not?
Is it a tax cut, or what I'm seeing is that it's actually going to be just a $500 rebate check, and that it's just an increase on high earners, right? Isn't it? I mean, from the way I understood it, it was if you're making $5 million or more a year, you're getting taxed in the highest bracket. They're making that now. The lever is now $1 million.
$1 million. That's correct.
But I didn't see anything about a tax cut. I actually saw that in exchange, to try to make this probably more popular, they're going to give $500 rebates to people.
I don't know about the rebates. I read yesterday that there was a tax cut proposal that was coming soon. So I don't know if it's just going to be a rebate or if it's going to be a tax cut and a rebate. I'm not sure. Because we haven't gotten, there hasn't been a second round of stimulus payments, and the pandemic insurance ran out at the end of July, that extra $600 a week that people were, living on and needed. So that's gone. So that $500 rebate might be
There's a whole big to-do about where this money comes from, where it goes. Yep, there are a lot of people who need support and help, and there are a lot of people who are milking the system. People I've talked this week to no less than four business owners in my business roundtable group here in my hometown, and they've had to close down certain units in their, the guy owns a restaurant. He said, I can't even have indoor, we can open up indoors, but I don't have the help to do it because they still can get more out of unemployment than coming back to work. So there needs to be a balance here. Let me go back for a minute though to the tax question and New Jersey, wherever it may be. Taxation without representation. Where was that written? That's not part of the Constitution. That was in the Declaration, wasn't it? Where was taxation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, wherever it is. So, but it seems to me, because these millionaires tax stuff, always there, all these people are yelling and screaming, you gotta get enough money out of the rich people, because those... And my understanding is, from a couple of different tax attorneys I know, this kind of stuff is unconstitutional. So it doesn't ever get anywhere anyhow. Or if people want to challenge it, it ends up in court for years and years and years.
Well, are any of us getting representation for our taxation?
No.
I mean,
no.
I live in California. I get nothing for the amount of taxes that I pay in this state.
You get a state that's horribly run.
I used to get the weather, but now all I do is get a big lung full of ash. So
serious. Thousands of people are leaving California every day because of this sort of thing. Coming up next, the situation in education from K through 12 and then secondary as well, as we consider that issue number 7, in fact, this week on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, next up here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you is number 7, situation with our educational system. The system is falling apart, can't deal with the realities of COVID. I don't care what who you talk to, you won't find, even teachers think that this is, that nothing's going on, really. They're all, one of the conversations we had this week on the DJV program, excuse me, was a focus on unions and how they're affecting what the teachers do and that sort of thing. What's the priority? But whether you're in kindergarten where my grandson is, or whether you're in high school or whether you're in college, the whole system has not fared well under this COVID situation. So what do we do now? I don't hear an answer that really is cogent. Do you, ladies? What do we do now? The last 6 months have been disaster. Nobody's learned anything anywhere. It amounts to anything. And so...
I have some friends who are teachers, and they've gone above and beyond to make sure their students aren't falling behind. So I think that's
kind of how do we know the students aren't falling behind? They may have done a good job trying to do that.
Because kids still have tests, and you can see if kids are grasping the material or not.
I think this time around, no tests.
It's a little better. I can tell you is my experience in L.A. L.A. seems to be taking it a little more seriously, but I still think there's something missing. If you listen to our L.A. County Public Health Director, schools will go back into session after Election Day. So there's that.
Because?
She was caught on video saying, well, we'll go back to the classroom after Election Day.
But what's the point? I mean, I don't know, what's the connection?
It makes you think it's political, doesn't it?
Well, then.
I don't know. I think there are a lot of teachers that are working throughout the country, and I have friends in various states who are teachers working really hard. So
I think it's an unfair statement.
That's what I'm calling you out for.
Right. Well, but I didn't know. I don't know that I said all teachers everywhere suck. That isn't really
what I'm
saying.
No kid is learning anything, and there are certainly pockets where kids are definitely falling through the cracks in inner cities, but. I think teachers are trying to do their absolute best.
I think some are and some are not. Some hide behind, as do other public employees, hide behind the unions because they're incompetent. And it's just that's the part of this whole system that gets under my skin, because we can't seem to get rid of the ones that ought not to be there in the first place. All right, different subject matter for a different day. 21 after now here in the Talk Radio Review. Up next, Attorney General Barr.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here. Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 at the hour, time for us to continue overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all at talkers.com, along with the lists every week of these stories and people and all kinds of things happening to hosts and on radio stations that do this sort of a format. It's kind of fun to have it all right there at your fingertips at talkers.com. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at number 6 on the list of the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers, were Barr's comments. So I'm looking at my Facebook page this morning, and I'm going to read what was posted by somebody who's a friend of mine, actually. He writes, "It's simply astonishing what stupidity comes out of the mouths of Barr and Trump. Just when you think you could not hear anything more preposterous, they prove you wrong with another outlandish statement. It's almost like they were competing against each other to see who can say something more stupid." And the comments are blinded by power, that kind of stuff, the back and forth. But you're around here, that's, you know, you're not going to get much support for anything Trump does anyway. I wondered why my when I make my notes as I go through the story list, my question to myself after number 6 having to do with Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties is why? Why did he even go there? Where did that conversation start, and why would he think it was necessary, especially now, to go down that street? Anybody got comment or reaction?
I'll say something that is probably not going to go, it's not going to be too popular, but I'll tell you that if you read, so I think there's two things that have happened. One, I think that there are a group of people who are genuinely emotionally upset about what they think are problems with policing in the country or a racial divide in the country. And I think those people are organic, and I think they're genuine, and I think they are there. I also believe that the Black Lives Matter movement, the formal movement, like if you go to their website and look up blacklivesmatter.com, so the roots of the movement, are founded in Marxism and are founded in a push to destroy what we know as our country and push for something different. And And I don't know necessarily how well they actually benefit the people that they're saying that they're out there trying to serve and represent. That's what I think the Attorney General was calling out yesterday, is that many people believe that the Black Lives Matter organized movement that you can look about, I mean, and they tell you, it's on the website, you can read their manifesto, essentially. He called out the fact that they have Marxist ideals. And is it controversial for him to say that? Yes, but I think also there are a lot of people who don't realize exactly what they're supporting when they support the organization of Black Lives Matter. Not necessarily that you think that everything is perfect with race. I hope I'm being very clear about that, because I think there are people with really legitimate and genuine concerns. But the organization itself seems to have co-opted that vulnerable group of people, and they may not be standing for exactly what they say. And I think that's what was being called out.
Well, I think that there certainly are many, many examples of the L.A. sheriff is perhaps one of them. Actually, I'm moving into number five because it is related to number six. And a situation in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, which has come back to light after a trial 6 years ago in which an officer, well, actually there were six officers who testified about a struggle that they had with a fellow, a black man, in a car. He was stopped and he resisted getting outside the car. He said he was afraid. They sprayed him with pepper spray. And, you know, because I don't know, they had the guns in at that point in time. Anyway, so he was found guilty and whatever happened after that. So now he's been suing the police department because an officer at one point said FNNR to him, and they apparently captured it on tape. And so the officer says he didn't say it, but they got him saying it. And so now this guy is suing the city, and the Supreme Judicial Court says, yep, you can sue.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden saying President Trump should leave office now, even before Americans vote in November. During a CNN town hall last night, the Democratic presidential nominee said Trump should step down because of his poor response to the coronavirus pandemic, saying that Trump cares more about the stock market and winning re-election than he does about Americans' health. Meanwhile, Trump was at a rally of his own in Wisconsin, saying of Biden,
"He's been there for 47 years. He didn't do a thing. Now all of a sudden, in years where he was never considered smart, but now he's really not considered smart. And now all of a sudden he's going to do what he never did in 47 years.
What was Hurricane Sally heading off the East Coast now? At least two storm deaths are reported from it in Alabama and Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape. And the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. And it's the 50th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. The guitar legend died of an accidental drug overdose on September 18, 1970. Some concerts previously unreleased from 1970 can be heard in a new documentary that's coming out this November. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stories and the people being discussed this week, according to research done at Talkers Magazine. We're here with the Countdown Review, and when I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all members of the DJV clan, ladies whose opinions I trust, whose thoughts and work and research I trust. That's why they're here with me. That's what makes it all work. Put them together, what do you have? Lots of experience, lots of thinking, and lots of ideas, some of which are new to these discussions, which we certainly need. We need new ideas when it comes to, actually, number five. We started talking about Black Lives Matter a bit, and also included in that discussion police reform, the situation with the sheriff, and what's the latest with those two in Los Angeles, the two sheriffs who got shot, the sheriff's deputies, earlier this week, Jennifer.
Yeah, one of them, so it was an ambush shooting, and one of them has been let out of the hospital. There was a male 24-year-old and a 31-year-old female. The male has gone home. He was shot in the forehead, the arm, the hand, I think. And then the female cop got shot through the jaw. She's the one, by the way, you want to talk about a kick-butt woman who had lots of first aid training, apparently. So she got her partner out of the car, literally saved his life, probably, got him behind a barricade because she wasn't sure that the shooter wasn't coming back again or that this wasn't a coordinated effort. And she made a tourniquet and was able to help keep him safe until the paramedics got there. So one of them is out of the hospital. She still remains in the hospital, but she's expected to make it, and she seems to be up and talking and able to speak with her family, which is a good news. She's got a 6-year-old son. The sheriff is in hot water, and I don't hesitate usually telling people what I think, but
sometimes maybe yourself, too much. Jennifer.
But I don't really know what to think about the L.A. County sheriff, to be honest. He's getting a lot of criticism. He's getting a lot of criticism from the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. They have been pushing to defund his police. They did to the tune of $400 million in this last year alone.
How the hell big is his budget? They cut $400 million out of it. Sheriff?
That's big. That's
yeah,
for sure.
But,
well,
I mean,
the sheriff's department is gigantic in Los Angeles, but people may not realize. You know the scope and how big L.A. County is. So the LAPD does what kind of polices what's called deemed L.A. City. I live in L.A. City. I live in the jurisdiction of the LAPD. But all of the unincorporated areas, even areas and neighborhoods like around the actual city of Los Angeles are patrolled by L.A. County sheriffs. So their geographic region is actually pretty large and widespread. So it doesn't surprise me that their budget is as big as it is. And they also are the ones who have a lot of jails in their area. They have a lot of different elements at play. So it's a big budget for sure. Less big today. But he's under fire for a couple of things. There was a police-involved shooting. Yesterday he came out with video evidence that the suspect actually held a gun on officers, but the community has been outraged about that. There's an oversight commission that has said he should resign because of that. There's also the stuff going on with the deputies and the search for the suspect, which there doesn't seem to be anything or any qualified leads being reported in the news media, and he's been calling out some local celebrities like LeBron James to try to get them to take a break from the anti-police sentiment and start bringing in money. He challenged LeBron James this week to bring in money for the reward. So he's under fire. He's rattling feathers. He's relatively new. He's just been elected. So he's being tested
that
right
kind
now.
Of money, man. You're talking about,
I know.
What kind of corruption is there that could have a play in that? All right, moving along now, number four on the countdown list, the situation we stay with, the weather has been a big focus this week, Victoria. The hurricane, which pretty much petered out once it got onto land, but still, what was it, 4 hours, had 4 months worth of rain in it?
4 months,
something
yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, 4 months of rain in just a couple of hours. It was, and the flooding and the damage it's nowhere near, you know, being addressed at this point because they're still having a lot of rain and issues. But
they had the same thing 2 weeks ago. So how can you address it at all? Just sit there and wait for the next one.
Yeah.
And there's more to come because the season isn't over yet and won't be for another month or so. Mm-hmm. Although usually it's worst in August, late August and through September. There's another hurricane out in the mid-Atlantic, but it's not even going to touch land. If you saw the track of it, is going north up into the northern Atlantic, maybe touching northern New England with wind and rain and into Canada, but there's a pass there. But I don't know. We still have
some
another
one that's in the Caribbean right now that's starting up.
Yeah. Too bad this couldn't happen on the West Coast so they could put out the fires that are there.
I hate to say it, but
hello, let's have some rain. Well, there is rain in the Northwest this week, right? This weekend, isn't there supposed to be a lot of rain?
Oregon, yeah, they're supposed to get some rain in Oregon and Washington, which is good. We are not getting rain. It's going to be 90. It'll be warm.
Well, you've got
it's cooling
the Santa Ana's, the wind from the backside of these storms on the Pacific. Just make the fires worse,
that's
if anything.
That's better for air quality, but it does make the fires worse because, and they're spreading.
Sucks.
The thing that with the hurricanes, and I know, Victoria, we've talked about this, and the stuff with the fires in California, having to evacuate under social distancing guidelines is not easy. It's not easy for the first responders who are trying to get in places, and for people trying to find shelter, if they're not lucky enough to have friends and family, or if they can't afford a hotel to go to, it's tough. It's really, really difficult.
All right, number three is the situation with COVID and where we are, where we're going. Dr. Fauci and what he has to say about vaccines and what the companies who are coming up with a vaccine are having to say, the optimism about getting rid of this problem or certainly addressing it seriously by the end of the year, people trying to figure out how they're going to get back to normal. Some are, some aren't. The movement of people I find most interesting. The people who are moving out of the cities and moving because of all kinds of things. COVID has caused jobs to disappear, companies to re-examine how they run themselves, and people in their lives living in close quarters and what that's done for them, how that's changed. At the beginning of all of this, I know we said, talking to one of our astrologers on the DJV program, that this was going to change lives for people, many people, for the rest of their life. And I think that's happened. Don't you know? I'm not talking about the people who have died and the families impacted by that, but the way we work, more people working from home, the number of people working various jobs, don't you think it has become really, the standards have changed.
Well, and then I was just looking at something over the weekend that showed that over a million mortgage holders fell through the safety net. So that's another thing that, you know, people have worked for a long time to save up money to buy a house, and that ownership is now seriously in jeopardy. And once you, and you know, anyone who's gone through a bout of bad credit, you know, once you've got, you know, a foreclosure, where, how are you ever going to buy a
house? 7 years, if you're lucky, if you're lucky.
So, and that's the long-term devastating impact. People having their cars repossessed. Once you have a repossession on your credit score, where do you go? You won't get a car loan.
You go to the guys who sell junk cards, and they tell you, we finance everybody. They don't tell you it's 19% interest or whatever. Goes
so
on,
those are the kinds of things that I think people maybe on the surface haven't really thought about in terms of the real long-term devastating effects that the pandemic has had on us. But, yeah, it's a horrible position to be in, but a lot of Americans are right there now. So.
Yep, and who knows what we will do.
And
again,
if you're a renter even, so many people, you know, the rent protections have expired depending on where you live. So if you get kicked out, you know, as a former New York City person, if you mess up your rent record, you get put on a blacklist and you can't even rent an apartment. They run all the landlords. They have a blacklist. And once you're on it, you never get off of it. It's been a very controversial thing for many years, but it is real.
One of the things that nobody knows about in China is that there are these bands of mostly men, because men are the ones that, you know, the women were basically killed in the whole generation of Chinese female fetuses were basically killed because they want to have more men to do the work and they didn't want more women. And so now they have these hordes of men who literally walk from city to city, not the main cities, but the smaller cities that are ancillary to the big cities, walking from city to city to city to try to find jobs, try to find a place to work, try to find a place to live. And that's one of the most interesting and compelling unreported stories coming out of China. It's the kinds of things that happen when you have a despotic government and there aren't a lot of protections for people. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, are we going to go down that road here? Are we going to have hordes of people going from town to town, city to city, looking for work? I don't want to say that it is going to happen. It could happen. Anything can happen. It depends on how well we have. If we have good leadership, good business leadership, good governmental leadership. And that certainly leaves the most of the leadership today, in my opinion, leaves a lot to be desired. Speaking of that, the presidential race up next in our scrutiny here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's spend a couple of minutes on the presidential race. My friend Mr. Bailey, who runs KQEN station out in Oregon that carries this program, says he heard us talking about the various candidates all through the week, and today is no exception. Hearing a lot of people not being happy with the two main choices, I'm interviewing the Libertarian presidential candidate, Dr. Joe Jorgensen, later today.
I've heard that name a lot over the last several days, by the
way. That's literally the first time I've ever heard that name.
Yeah, really? I feel like in the last election, the Libertarian candidates got a lot more attention.
They did.
They debated, actually. Well, they debated amongst themselves. It was Gary What's-His-Face Johnson.
Yeah. And former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld. Yep, they were good candidates. Bill Weld ran against Trump in the primary.
Gary Johnson's kind of a moron.
Let's not get crazy.
Bill Weld was fine.
Well,
what is Aleppo?
So what happens if the election is up in the air after the election? I was looking into a lot of lawyers.
There are going to be a lot of lawyers. There are going to be a lot of lawyers from both campaigns and both parties in the swing states. And if there's not a clear winner, it's going to be a mess.
Constitution and federal law ensures that by Inauguration Day, the House and the Senate can elect a president and vice president and fix the problem. So let's see. Let's hope that doesn't happen. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Time Car Talk. It's a visit with Nick Miles. I look forward to this every week here on the broadcast. He has a website, rroexpert.com, and he certainly is. I'm going to talk to him. I always like to throw him a few curveballs. He's always got answers, so we'll get to his answers to my silly questions in just a matter of moments. If you're in the market for a new car, how do you know if the timing is correct? You want to score the best deal for sure, but you also don't want to miss getting your dream vehicle before it might be discontinued, which does happen more often than you might think. Here's Andy Solomon to go over that with you.
We've all heard of last-minute deals, but what about last car calls? The end-of-the-year model sometimes translates to the end of the road. Mike Amuzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book.
If your dream vehicle is getting the boot, you may be able to score a great deal. Kelley Blue Book keeps a running list of vehicles that are set to be discontinued, and we've compiled them this year in a list called 12 Cars That Called It Quits in 2020.
Meanwhile, for car shoppers who are more interested in the latest and greatest, Muzio suggests that holding off on buying a new car might be the way to go.
Every year around this time, automakers unveil new cars, trucks, and SUVs that will go on sale for the next model year. To help car shoppers make the best decision possible, we've assembled our 12 best cars worth waiting for list. It's filled with 2021 model year vehicles that offer exceptional value, capability, and innovation.
For the full lists of discontinued cars and best new models, head to KBB.com.
All right, so the Nixter is here. He was at the Monticello Racing Club in New York. Well, excuse me. The new... the Mini GP. Where do they come up with a GP and an LX and an NY and whatever else? So what is the Mini you're talking about? The Mini made by BMW, right?
Yeah. Coopers. So what they did is they took a hard top, a Mini two-door, and they deleted the rear seat. They put a 301 horsepower engine in and made a little rocket.
Silly. You can go. That's it's so fun. Silly. Isn't it? But it's silly, it's, too. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's. Well, you don't put the dog in the back. That's all I can tell you. But it's an awful lot of. It was definitely fun to race it. It's like go kart racing. It was the most fun I've had in a long time. I mean, you definitely need to enjoy something when you're stuck inside from the COVIDs. So
it looks to me there's a theme here with you this week. It looks like you visited the Jetsons, exploring with General Motors the electric flying car. Come on.
Yeah, they want to have a look about whether it's realistic or not. And I don't know. To me, I have enough problems. We're in 2D when we drive, right? Is a right, a left, a forward, and a back. We have enough problems doing that. What if you have an up and a down? Can you imagine the mess we'd all be in?
Up and down.
yeah.
Exactly. All right, so Ford wants to build an all-electric F-150. You can count me out on buying one of those. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah.
What are they, is this, well, everybody says they think this is where this is going. So what does this thing have going for it?
I think the first thing really is, well, the biggest problem with electric vehicles is the amount of power, right? Or the amount of charge it has. When electric cars did 50 miles. But the good thing about the electric, I mean, milk floats in England when I grew up were all electric. And, you know, the guy would go do his milk round and then he'd come back to the depot and plug it in. I mean, there is some space for it. You know, you have to go off site. A lot of times you have to go off site of a farm to get fuel. Or you have to, go to a gas station. If you just plug it in wherever you want. I think what's going to make the big change to these vehicles is when they have the charging pad, so you can just go park it in a parking
somewhere.
Space.
You have to do nothing.
I'm not opposed to it, but I promise you I'm never giving up the big old V8.
No, me either. So here's the outrage of the week. In Massachusetts, and I think some other states as well, there is a move afoot and a ballot question this year as to whether or not you'll be able to decide yourself where to get your car repaired. You've heard about this, right?
The dealers,
the automakers are trying to force people to use their dealerships by restricting local shops from getting the same technology that they have to diagnose what's wrong with your car. These guys need to tuck it where the sun doesn't shine, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, where are the days when you could pop the hood and, you know, what happens on the side of the road if you're trying to fix your car? Do you have to wait till the dealer opens at 9 a.m. to come by and fix it?
Yeah, come on. The arrogance here is amazing, Nick. Arrogance.
Right. The American way is to work on your own car. And, again, one of the things we pride above everybody else is freedom. I want freedom to fix my car. Come on now.
Right. Exactly. Stand up for your right to choose where your car is repaired. If this is on the ballot, vote no. Well, in this vote, yes, it allows you to be able to go where you want.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.